And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to Awesomania, as Ben and I are now being joined by our good friend, Mr. Matt Carroll. Matt!
Hey, what's up, buddy? Hey, what's up? Thanks for having me on.
Hey, it's our pleasure, man. We've wanted you on for a while. We just haven't been on my
team's lineup. Yeah, I've wanted you on for a while. I'm glad it finally happened.
So, we're now doing top 25 Awesomania tag teams.
So, a few caveats. This is our favorite tag teams.
Yes.
This isn't necessarily who we think are the best tag teams. These aren't necessarily the winningest tag teams. They aren't necessarily the most popular. They're our favorite tag teams.
Yes.
And what we're going to do is we've all made a list of 25, and then once we've all gone through our top 25 lists, we are going to talk about it and maybe put together an overall top 25 between the three of us, basically. And both Matt and I are of the opinion we've got at least three or four teams that won't make the top 25, so this is going to be really interesting.
Yeah.
So with that, Matt, start off, tell us your top 25.
From 25 to 1.
Yep. Okay. So I've got at number 25, I've got the world's greatest tag team.
Yeah.
I've got at number 24.
The world's greatest tag team, Charlie Haas and Shelton Benjamin.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
At number 24, I've got the Colossal Connection, Haku and Andre.
Wow, dude.
Yep. Number
Someone asked me the other day, because when I said I was doing it, someone asked me if I had the Twin Towers in my top 25, and I went, no, but I bet my friend Matt does.
At number 23 are the Twin Towers. number 22 is Book Dust. Gold Dust and Booker T.
I thought about putting them on my list, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Number 21 is the Quebecers.
Wow, dude.
I love the Quebecers. They were such a fun tag
team.
They
were so fun, yeah.
Number 20 is Rated RKO.
Ooh,
that's a good controversial one.
Number 19, we've got the Rockers.
Okay.
Number 18, I've got the Rock and Sock Connection.
Okay.
Now, here's one that this is one of the ones I definitely think is not going to make the overall top 25. Number 17, I've got Sting and Luger from WCW.
Okay.
Number 16, I've got the Head Shrinkers.
Okay. Do you have a specific combination? Because there were three members of the Head Shrinkers, or is it just all three of them?
Well, it was the original two of Samu and Fatu.
Yeah. And then Sione came in later.
Yeah, not Sione. That was bullshit.
Not you.
Yeah. Number 15, I've got Los Guerreros.
Okay.
Number 14, can you dig it, sucka? I've got the Harlem Heat. Number 13 is the APA.
Okay. Always pounding ass.
Yep. I've got 12 is the Hardys. Okay. 11, Steiners. 10 is the Outsiders.
Okay.
Number 9 is the British Bulldogs.
Wow, dude.
Yep. Number 8 is the Natural Disasters.
I knew they'd be in your top 10.
Of course you knew that. Number 7 is Money Inc.
Okay.
Number 6 is the Legion of Doom.
Yep.
Number 5 is the New Age Outlaws. Number four is the Nasties, the Nasty Boys.
Okay.
Number
prediction
three,
at this point, Can I make a prediction at this point?
Sure.
Your number one tag team is the Hart Foundation.
Yes. where am I on this list here? Number three is going to be ENC.
Yeah.
Number two is Demolition.
Yeah.
And number one is the Hart Foundation.
Okay.
Damn, what made you guess they were going to be number one?
When they weren't number 10.
Oh, okay.
I thought they were either going to be middle of the pack or number one.
Gotcha.
Mike.
All right.
What's your top 25?
Starting from 25 up.
Yeah.
I have Hollywood Blondes, Steve Austin, and Brian Pillman. I have The New Day at 24. I have Harlem Heat at 23.
Yeah.
New Age Outlaws at 22.
Yeah.
British Bulldogs at 19.
What happened to 20 and 21?
Oh, my bad. At 20 or 21. I did a couple changes, and so I'm
Bulldogs at 21.
Yeah, Bulldogs at 21. Rock and Sock Connection at 20.
Uh-huh.
I got the Fabulous Freebirds at number 19. I got Benoit and Angle at number 18.
Ooh. Redacted and retired.
Yes, redacted and retired. and then at number 17, I have Rated RKO.
Okay.
Number 16, I have Booker T and Goldust.
Nice.
15, I have Hart Foundation. Number 14, I have the two-man power trip of Stone Cold and Triple H.
Yeah.
Short-lived because of the Triple H injury, but still was a pretty good tag team.
We'll get to these.
Number 13, I have Beer Money, Inc. of Robert Roode and James Storm. 12, I have World's Greatest Tag Team. 11 is The Ascension. Number 10 is Team Hell No.
Nice.
Number 9 is The Revival. 8 is the APA. 7 is Brian Kendrick and Paul London.
Hang on a minute.
Yep.
All right.
Number 6, I have the Brothers of Destruction. 5, I have DIY. Number 4, I have Los Guerreros. 3 is the Dudleys, 2 is Edge and Christian, and 1 is, you know, this should be a no-brainer, the Hardy Boys.
Yeah.
No Demolition, huh?
Not a big fan of Demolition.
Not a whole lot from pre-2000.
Well, keep in mind, I started watching
in
2000. So
That's why I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
For my top 25, I put some restrictions on myself. No random team-ups. So no Rock and Sock Connection, no Rated RKO, no Benoit and Angle, no DX, no two people that were just thrown together.
Right.
Right? Also, people who are in a stable who happen to tag team together, I didn't really count them either. Right? So, like, when, like, I don't know, Heath Slater and Justin Gabriel tagged together through Nexus.
Yeah.
Right. I didn't count those. Right. So at 25, Money Incorporated.
Wow. I thought they'd be way higher on your list.
Nah. I'm going by if I see their name on a match, I want to watch it. Right. And a lot of Money Inc's matches were very similar. And the reason that they made the top 25 is they were my favorite tag team at the time, and I got to see them live at SummerSlam 1992. Number 24, one that I'm didn't appear on either of your lists, American Alpha.
Oh.
Jason Jordan and Chad Gable.
Yeah.
Number 23, they make millions of dollars, the Primetime Players. I was always a big fan of Darren Young and Titus O'Neil. Number 22 would be Demolition. Axe Smash and Crush. Number 21 would be The Heavenly Bodies, Dr. Ooh. Tom Pritchard and the Gigolo Jimmy Del Rey.
They were debated on my list several times.
Okay. Number 20 would be The British Bulldogs. Number 19 would be The Heart Foundation, the team, not the stable. Number 18 would be The Hollywood Blondes, Brian Pillman and Steve Austin. Number 17 would be my first team that neither of you have ever heard of, the Anti-Fun Police, a.k.a. Chief Deputy Dunn and Los Federales Super Santos Jr. Number 16 would be the Kings of Wrestling, Chris Hero and Claudio Castagnoli, a.k.a. Cesaro. Number 15 would be the Motor City Machine Guns, Chris Sabin and Alex Shelley.
That's a good one right there.
Number 14, call him Red Dragon, call him the Undisputed Era, call him Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly. Number 13 would be Aussie Open, Mark Dunkzilla Davis and the Aussie Arrow, Kyle Fletcher. Number 12 would be DIY, Tomato Chompers and Jonathan Key Wrestling Gargano. Number 11, you've heard of the people in this, but I doubt you've ever heard of the tag team. The Leaders of the New School, a.k.a. Zack Sabre Jr. and Marty Scurll. Number 10, The Proud and the Powerful, a.k.a. Santana and Ortiz. Number 9, Trent Seven and Tyler Bate, Mustache Mountain.
I am not surprised with that one.
Number 8, Los Guerreros. Number 7, The Midnight Express, Beautiful Bobby Eaton and Sweet Stan Lane. You'll notice this theme of my top set of my top seven. The next like four in a row are just like really bad dudes. This one, if anyone has ever spoken to me, should come as no shock as being in my top 10. The Grizzled Young Veterans, Zach Gibson and James Drake. Number 5, The Revival, or whatever they're called now. Number 4, someone I am very surprised was not on Matt's list. The Brainbusters, Arn Anderson and Tully Blanchard. I'm very surprised those weren't on Matt's list. Number 3, The Fabulous Freebirds. Number 2, The Swords of Essex, a.k.a. Will Ospreay and Paul Robinson. And number 1, reeking of awesomeness, Edge and Christian.
All right.
That's my top 25.
Nice.
Now that we've all heard our top 25s, mm-hmm. now becomes possibly the longest part of this segment, which is the debate of how yes. everyone gets ranked in the top yep. 25 for Awesome Mania.
Yeah.
So obviously we'll start at number 25, work our way up.
Yeah.
So
here's something I want to point out. All three of us have Edge and Christian in the top 3. Matt has them at 3, you have them at 2, I have them at 1. Does that make them our favorite tag team?
I think that automatically puts them at number 1.
Yeah, I think I would have to agree with that. I think they have to go number 1.
So in my notes, right, I've got all of the teams written down and then the members onto the side. And number 1 says Edge and Christian, brackets, Edge and Christian. I'm like, come on, really, self?
I mean, I think you did it just in case you forgot who was in Edge and Christian.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
So obviously Edge and Christian number 1. Who else was on everybody's list?
Okay, Los Guerreros was on everybody's list.
I had him at number 4 on mine.
I had them at 8 and Matt had them at 15.
Okay. So let's take Los Guerreros then, because they're on all of our list. Where would we rate?
Well, actually, let's work from the bottom up.
Okay, work from the bottom up.
Both you and I had the Hollywood Blondes. Matt didn't. You're the only one who had the New Day. Both you and Matt had Harlem Heat. Both you and Matt had the New Age Outlaws. All three of us had the British Bulldogs. Matt had them at 9. You had them at 21, Mike. And I had them at 20.
So then let's think. If you had them at 20, Mike had them at 19, and I had them at 9,
Mike had him at 21.
Oh, okay. I think that would average him probably into the high teens on the list, I would imagine.
Like 14, 15, maybe?
Yeah.
Then let's put the Bulldogs at 15.
For now, yeah.
Okay.
And they can be moved if need be.
Yeah.
You and Matt both had the Rock and Sock Connection. I didn't. Mike and I both had the Freebirds. Matt didn't.
Both Matt and I had rated RKO. You didn't.
I didn't. The two of you both had Book Dust, and I agree they should be on the top 25. They just weren't in my top 25.
Heart Foundation, all three of us had them.
Yeah. Mike had them at number 1. You had them at 15. I had them at 19.
So, see, you had them at 19. I had them at 15.
And Matt had them at 1. Number 10?
Yeah. For now, yeah. Number 10, yeah.
Well, what it is, if we put in some establishing points, we can then do we like this team more than this team or less than this team? You see what I'm saying? We can move stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So temporarily, 10 could possibly move from the 10 spot.
You and Matt both have World Greatest Tag Team. Both you and I had the Revival. Matt didn't, which I'm very surprised about. You both had the APA. I didn't.
Both of us had DIY.
Yeah.
I was the only one with Brothers of Destruction, London, and Kendrick.
Yeah.
All three of us, I believe, had Los Guerreros.
Yes, we did.
Yes.
Matt had them at 15. You had them at 4. I had them at 8.
So
then maybe temporarily we stick them in at like 11.
Actually, where do you have them again, Matt?
I had them at 15.
And I had them at 4 and Ben had them at 8. So for me, that probably average would probably be 8, the 8th spot then. Or maybe 9.
So here's the thing, right? Who were a better tag team, the Heart Foundation or Los Guerreros?
Oh, Heart. I put Bret and Anvil over Eddie and Chavo.
Okay. So then
that would be 11.
That would be 11.
Yeah.
Right now. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see that fair.
All right.
All three of us had the Hardys, correct?
No.
Just two of us.
I did not put the Hardys on my list.
Okay. And Dudleys, I was the only one who had the Dudleys on my list. All right. Oh, and New Age Outlaws, everyone had them, correct? Nope. No, just two. Okay.
That's the thing is, a lot of my choices, because I was including like English tag teams that I'm really big fans of, I didn't have a lot of the obvious choices like DX or NAO or any of that lot. So
let's see here. Who else had at least two people on their list? Because I see Hardys, DIY, APA, Revival, World's Greatest Tag Team, Booker T, Gold Dust, Freebirds, Rock and Sock, The Outlaws, Harlem Heat, Hollywood Hardys. Blondes, and Rated RKO.
And the Hardys.
Yeah, and the Hardys. And that's what at least I have written down on my paper.
Yeah.
So I guess we can.
So do we want to go now by the, since we just did the teams that three of us had, do we want to go temporarily by the teams that two of us had and debate,
I think that's the best way to go. So why don't we start with Hollywood Blondes? I had them at 25.
I had them at 21. No, wait, that's the Heavenly Bodies. I had them at 18.
18. So maybe 22.
I don't think that's.
Or maybe have them at the 25 spot.
So you're 25 and I'm 18. The midpoint of that would be 21. 2021.
Yeah.
Well, 21, 22, sorry.
Yeah.
I'd say go 21 on that.
Okay.
All right, so I'm just going to place hold them in 21 because obviously that can change as we have more conversation. So next up that I would see would be Harlem Heat. I had them at number 23 on mine.
And Matt had
I had them at 14.
14.
So maybe like 18 or 19 or something.
Yeah, that could.
18.
Yeah, 18 could work. Right. New Age Outlaws. I had them at number 23.
I'm trying to remember. I had them at 5.
You had them at 5. Then obviously it's going to be a higher number for them.
You had the New Age Outlaws at 22, Mike.
Oh, 22. My bad. I can't.
You had Harlem Heat at 23.
That's right, yeah. So 22, and you had them at what, 5?
Yeah.
So obviously that number would be a lot higher for a median range.
Stick them at 13, maybe?
Yeah, we can place hold them at 13 for now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I'm at the point where I'm kind of out of the conversation because all of mine are other the only ones I mentioned. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, we got a couple.
Can I ask you an honest question, Matt? So this isn't just like debating. Why did you not include Tully and Arn?
You know, because I was thinking about it, and I was thinking about, to me, what tag teams did I have the most fun watching as a kid, and as a kid, they weren't one of my favorites. They've become one of my, over the years I'd grown to like them. But you know, they just didn't pop into my head at the time of making the list, to be honest.
That's fair.
But I mean, I do agree though, that they overall, they probably should be on a top 25 tag team list of all time.
Let's see here. Matt, where do you have rated RKO?
I had him at 20.
If I remember right, I had him at like 17.
Yep.
So I'm actually okay with him being at 20.
Okay.
Rock and Sock Connection, again, that's between you and me, Matt. I had them, I believe, Rock and Sock at 20, if I remember right.
I had them at 18.
So we could say we got 19, rated RKO split. At 20, so we can have
19,
them
19, split the difference.
Yeah, we can have them at 19. All right. Fabulous Freebirds. Ben, this was a me and you one.
Mm-hmm.
I had them at 18.
I had them at number 3.
I definitely feel that they should definitely be rated a lot higher. Mm-hmm. Obviously, me having them at the bottom of my list is because, obviously, I was watching their matches more.
Hope. Per, Yeah, and you are watching them current.
Yeah, and currently. But I definitely agree they should be higher. What do you feel about number six?
Yeah, I'll take that.
All right. All right, back to you, Matt. To Booker T and Gold Dust.
Now, I would like to point out, I absolutely agree they should be on the top 25. The only reason they're not on my top 25 is a couple of the English tag teams put them to the post. Yeah. They would have been in my honorable mentions for sure.
Yeah, Booker T and Goldust, I have it at 16.
I've got them at 23.
Okay.
So why don't we temporarily stick them at like 17?
You had Booker Dust at 22 on my list, Matt.
Oh, that's right, I do. Because I had the... Yeah. So 22. You had him at what? 16.
Yeah.
You want to stick him at 17 for now?
17. Yeah, that works. So remember the episode of Raw where Booker T and Goldust.
There's two Booker T tag teams in a row right now because they're right above Harlem Heat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
So remember the episode when Booker T and Goldust broke up and then Evolution attacked Goldust and threw him into the power grid thing?
Yeah,
I was there for that. That was at MC, the old or now Capital One Arena.
Remember that one episode where like Bret Hart and British Bulldog wrestled for like 25 minutes for the Intercontinental Championship, and Bret Hart called it all in the ring because David Boy Smith was coked off his head. Oh wait, that was SummerSlam 1992. I was there for that.
That's I remember.
See, I could do that too, Mike.
I remember hearing that story, but like that's still crazy thinking about that Bulldog was still able to pull off that match.
Thanks to Brett. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's a totally Brett thing. World's Greatest Tag Team.
Another team that would have made my top 25 if it weren't for the English tag teams.
I had them at 12.
Matt had them at 25, I think, Matt, right?
Yeah, I think I think he started with them. Let's see here. We got 20, 21, 19, 18.
So do we like them more or less than Harlem Heat?
I like them less than Harlem Heat.
Okay, do we like them more or less than the Rock and Sock Connection?
Less for me.
I like
them. I think that they should be in the high 20s, to be honest.
Okay, so are you okay with 20? So the question is, do you like them more or less than the Hollywood Blondes?
Because Hollywood Blondes is 21.
I would be okay with having the Hollywood Blondes ahead of them, but that's just me. But
how do you feel about that?
See, I like them better than Rock and Sock and Harlem Heat and Hollywood Blondes just because I'm more used to them rather than seeing teams in hindsight. But I also understand that the other three teams, maybe not Hollywood Blondes, but like Harlem Heat and Rock and Sock having bigger impact.
Mike just went robot on us. Oh. So, Matt, since Mike can't talk right now, let's see if Mike's catching up.
Yeah,
there we go.
I've always been caught up with you. I was saying that I understand Rock and Sock and Harlem Heat having bigger impacts than World's Greatest Tag Team.
Right.
So,
but here's the thing. And this is going to be me putting the glasses up my nose. Rock and Sock aren't a good tag team. They're two individual wrestlers that happen to have a couple of matches together.
Yeah.
They were super entertaining, though. That's the thing.
Right, but that's the thing. Is like, and that's why I didn't include any of these two-man power trips or rated RKOs or stuff on my list, because to me, they're just two people that were thrown together.
Then how do you feel about Rock and Sock going down to 22 and World's Greatest Tag Team taking 19?
Well, I wouldn't say they need to get knocked all the way down. I'm saying, like, we could shuffle. So you would move Rock and Sock down one, R-Rated RKO down one, Hollywood Blondes down one, and you would put World's Greatest Tag Team in.
Okay, so...
Does that work?
Yeah, that works.
So Hollywood Blondes is 22, Rated RKO is 21.
Right, hold on. Let me do this in a way that isn't going to get incredibly messy and use a spreadsheet. So number one right now, we have ENC, right? Like, that is undisputed.
Undisputed.
Yeah.
Okay. Right now, number six, we have the Fabulous Freebirds, right? Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So ENC number six is the Freebirds. Number 10 is Heart the Foundation. Heart Foundation. Number 11 is Los Guerreros. Right?
Yep.
Yep.
Then at 15 we've got 13. The Bulldog.
13 is 13? New Age Outlaws.
I hadn't gotten that to that point yet.
Oh.
13 is New Age Outlaws?
Yeah. Then 15 would be British Bulldogs.
Bulldogs. Then what?
17 is Booker T and Goldust.
17 is Booker T and Goldust?
Yes, because 18 is Harlem Heat.
Bulldust. Harlem Heat.
19 would be World's Greatest. 20 yeah. is Rock and Sock. 21 is Rated RKO.
Yeah.
And then 22 is Hollywood Blondes.
Okay. You know what I'm realizing from a lot of these things that are written down?
What's that?
We joke about it with the the Rockers, but the Jannetty factor is real.
Yeah.
Edge and Christian, Edge came out of that one on top. Heart Foundation, Bret Hart. Los Guerreros, Eddie. British Bulldogs, Davey Boy. Book Dust, Booker T. Harlem Heat, Booker T. World's Greatest Tag Team, Shelton Benjamin. Rock and Sock Connection, The Rock. Hollywood Blondes, Steve Austin.
Yep. Yep.
Like, they... The Jannetty factor is real, man.
Although there could be an argument with Edge and Christian, at least, because at least Christian didn't flounder.
I'm not saying he floundered.
Yeah.
But one half of the tag team definitely came out better than the other half of the tag team.
Oh, definitely did. Yeah.
Same with the Hardys. It's the same with the Dudleys.
Yep.
So you can even make that case for Demolition as well, because if you think about it,
Crush went on to have a singles career.
Yeah, well, so did what's his name there?
Darso, the Repo Man.
Yeah. Yep.
So next up on the one that I at least have noted on mine that had two people, the Revival. I had him at
number, or whatever they're called now.
Or whatever they're called. We're just going to go with the Revival for now.
Yeah.
Number nine, I had him at number nine.
My notes literally say the Revival or whatever the fuck they're called right now.
So I have them at number nine, and Ben, you had them at?
I had them at five.
Okay. I'm actually okay with five.
But is Matt?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. They were an honorable mention for me for sure. So, okay. You know, I'm good with them in the top 10. I don't have an issue with that right now.
Okay.
So five.
Sounds good to me.
All right. APA. I had them at number eight.
Another honorable mention for me.
Matt, you had them at.
I think I had them at 13.
Okay. So we're kind of in the ballpark. So maybe number 12.
Do we have the third? Yeah, I was going to say, do we have the 12 or 13 slot open?
The 12 slot is open.
Yeah, let's just put them there for now.
The APA?
Yeah, APA 12. Yeah. DIY.
I need to that's one for me. Can you do one with Matt? I need to step away for a moment. I will be right back. Yeah. Keep recording and talking, but I'll be right back.
Yeah, definitely. And then I have Hardy Boys. Matt, you had the Hardys, right?
Yeah, I had the Hardys at 12.
And I had them at number 1.
Wow.
Okay, keep this in mind. I started watching wrestling in late 2000.
I'm not saying.
And so for me, like, the reason Hardy's, Edge, and Christian, and Dudley Boys are literally my top three is because they were the top three tag teams I watched all the time and still would watch to this day without hesitation.
So, well, hey, you know what? It makes sense. And they were involved in maybe the greatest tag team match of all time.
Match is, in a way. But
I mean, they changed the ladder match for forever. But so I would say you've got them at 1. I've got them at 12. For the sake of this list, do we have 6 available?
No, 6 is taken. 5 is taken. We could do 7. Although, because here's the thing. The Revival is at number 5. And the Freebirds are at number 6. So, that's really where the discussion is. Would you put the Hardys over the Revival, but underneath the Fabulous Freebirds? Or would you have the Hardys over both of them and kind of bump them both down? You see what I'm saying? So
for me personally, I think that the Hardys deserve to be in the, you know, in the top 10 for sure. But I'm not as big of a Revival fan as I am a Hardys fan. So I would say that the Hardys should be ahead of the Revival, in my opinion.
Now here's the question though. With that said, should the Revival now be at 7 under the Freebirds? Or should they be at 6 with the Freebirds falling to 7?
If the Freebirds get bounced to below the Hardy Boys, I quit.
Well, and see, that's the conversation that we're having. Because keep in mind, the way we have it right now is that the Revival is at number 5 and the Freebirds are at 6. If the Hardys go before the Revival, then that puts them also before the Freebirds. So could this potentially be one where maybe we move the Freebirds to 5, the Hardys to 6, and the Revival to 7?
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, me too. That sounds good to me.
So the Freebirds at 5.
Yep. Hardys at 6 and Revival at 7.
Yeah, that's fair. That's more than fair.
And it's kind of cool too in a way, because if you also think about it, Freebirds and then Hardys, well, who helped kind of put the Hardys on the map a little bit? Michael P.S. Hayes.
We're gonna get flatware and stick into a coat.
So that brings up the next one the last one that I have, at least on my paper, of where two people had this tag team down twice. DIY.
Yep.
Which is you and I, Ben.
You had them at 5. Yes. And I have them at 12.
Okay, so another one where it kind of like with the Hardys. You know, another type like that. Mm-hmm. So again, this it's the exact same conversation you just had with the Hardys, Revival, and Freebirds. Do they go above the Hardys, or do they go, you know?
I'd be happy with them either in the 8 or the 9 slot.
Okay. Then let's have them go with 8.
Okay.
I'm okay with them at 8.
The Revival and the DIY next to each other.
The rivalry continues.
So that's all I have left. Everything else on my list, I was like the only one to bring up. So now it's really between what both of you had together.
What did we both have? I don't think, other than the one, Money Incorporated is the only one that both Matt and I had. But Money Incorporated and Demolition.
Okay, Money Incorporated, I definitely put an honorable mention in.
Okay.
Because I did watch some of their stuff, and I actually did like their matches, and I enjoyed their chemistry and stuff like that. Yep. So definitely an honorable mention from me on Money Inc. Demolition, I wasn't too big on them personally.
Okay.
So
Matt had Demolition at 2, and I had Demolition at 22.
That's a massive gap.
What do we have available in the teens?
Right now, bear in mind we can still shuffle things around.
Yeah.
Right now, neither 14 nor 16 are taken.
Let's slot them in at 14 then.
Okay.
And then we can slot Money Inc. I guess. Where did you have Money Inc.?
25. I had them at 25.
Okay. And I had them at 7.
Yeah.
So you want to slot them in at 16 for now?
Sure.
Or
is that okay with you, Mike?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm okay with that.
All right. So right now we're down to teams that each of us only listed once.
Now, before we proceed with that, do we want to take what we have now listed and bump them all up so we have essentially a 1 through whatever, and then fill the bottom of the list with the teams that we only listed as once, or do we want to try to slot them in? Because here's the thing. We haven't done a number 2, a number 3, you know, and so forth. So do we want to take what we have currently and so say what was
I it? Mean, it makes sense, right?
Yeah. Because that would then essentially put the Freebird.
But here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
In this top thing, we've also got teams that only 2 of us voted for above teams all 3 of us voted for.
Yeah.
I think here's what I think. I think that any team that all 3 of us voted for should automatically take priority over teams that not all 3 of us voted for.
So because of all who were the teams that all 3 of us got?
Los Guerreros, who are currently plugged in at number 11.
Hang on a minute.
Yep.
I'm going to do some color coding here.
Yep.
So Los Guerreros,
who are currently ranked at 11.
Yeah.
Heart Foundation.
Heart Foundation.
Currently ranked at 10.
Yeah.
British Bulldogs, currently ranked at 15.
Uh-huh.
And I think that was it. Because we had Edge and Christian automatically number 1.
Well, Edge and Christian still count, right? Like, we did all 3 say. Count.
Yeah. But but we all mutually agreed number 1 on the list.
And the rest of these are all teams that 2 of us said.
Yes.
But here's the thing, right? It's not necessarily an order of whether we all liked them. It's how much we liked them.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Because, take for example, Rock and Sock Connection. They had 2 really good matches, basically, right? Let's be honest.
Yeah.
And other than that, they were just super entertaining singles wrestlers. Whereas I would go out of my way to say I'd rather track down Grizzled Young Veterans matches than Rock and Sock matches. You see what I'm saying? Like,
right.
So now I guess the debate would kind of flip as to actual, like credentials and impact on the business, I guess, would it not?
Yeah. Of these teams, yes, definitely.
I think that's where we would have to throw some kind of criteria in at that but point.
It would also have to be impact on tag team wrestling. Because otherwise the Rock and Sock Connection win by a mile.
True. True.
So let's see here.
Do we want to try slotting in the single teams first and then getting to debating?
Yeah,
merit.
Why don't we do that? Let's just get the top 25 list together.
Yeah.
And then we can rearrange.
Yeah. Right.
All right.
So let's go through the singles that Matt had.
I had a lot Connection. That I know are not going to be on the list.
Colossal Connection, who were?
Haku and Andre.
Okay.
They went into WrestleMania 6 as tag champs and wrestled Demolition.
Yep. You had the Twin Towers, Akeem and Boss Man. Akeem, yep. The White African Dream.
Yeah.
The Quebecers. The Rockers, who would have been an honorable mention on my list. Sting and Luger. Head Shrinkers. I had thought about Head Shrinkers as well. Who's your number 11, Matt?
The Steiner Brothers.
The Steiners. I had thought about them as well. The Outsiders. Natural Disasters. Legion of Doom. Nasty Boys. Mike, so, you had New Day, Benoit Angle, Two Man Power Trip, Beer Money, Ascension, Team Hell No, Kendrick and London and Spanky, Brothers of Destruction, Dudleys, and I had most of my list. So,
do you guys mind if I make a case for LOD?
Go for it, dude.
Yeah.
Right. So I know you guys aren't big fans of theirs, and Ben knows they're right in my wheelhouse of the style of wrestling that I love. But
I was expecting them to be in your top. I was expecting them to be in your top two. So
the accomplishments that they have, they were the first tag team to hold every major world heavyweight championship that there was to hold ever. So, I mean, I think that has to say something about them as a tag team. And
we get onto debating merit, yes.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm also saying for them to be on the list as well. I'm making the case to get them on the list.
But you're making a case of an accomplishment, right? But we need to get them on the list as favorites first, then okay. Debate merit.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong. If they're on the list, they're a strong contender for merit because they won a lot of gold. Can you make a case for the Nasties? I was never a big fan of the Nasty Boys. Not because of the wrestling style. They just didn't entertain me, really.
Yeah. I loved the whole, like, when they would do the stink pit thing. And,
yeah, the
you
pit
know.
Stop was funny. But, like, it was. What was their finish?
Oh, that's true. But so the let me kind of preface why I have them on my list. I know they're not, you know, everybody's cup of tea, but I met them and they were super nice to me. Yes. They talked to me for a long time.
I can't deny that.
They're super nice dudes. So, you know, just based on that, I think I have a bias towards them.
Yeah.
And really like them and became more of a fan of theirs after having met them.
Dude, so, if we're going on favorite tag teams that we've met, then Grizzled Young Veterans are my number one.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
They let me hold the Progress tag titles. Like,
nice. I would be okay with the Nasty Boys not being on the list if you guys didn't want them, just because I have a personal bias to why they're all on the list.
That's why this is a fun conversation, right? Like, Mike, I'm going to be that guy, right? And I'm going to exercise a veto.
Okay.
I'm vetoing the Power Trip.
Okay.
I'm vetoing the Power Trip. I'm sorry.
No, I'm cool. That's fine. I'm honestly, I'm over here. I'm writing down. Ooh, like,
let's do this.
I'm actually over here real quick, writing down like the names of what you guys are talking about, but then also kind of looking at my list going like, yeah, this.
Why don't we do this, right? Of the teams that everyone's got one of, you get to veto one from each one other's list.
Okay.
All right. Right? So I've used my veto on Mike's list.
And I'm fine with it.
Right. I can't veto those because Mike's got those as well as Matt. Matt, Mike, do you have any idea what you vetoed from Matt's list?
Trying to remember which ones he had.
I'm tempted to veto the Twin Towers just for blatant racism. just saying.
That's
like,
funny. That's funny as shit.
Can I veto Doom because Butch Reed? No, he's not on anyone's list.
Matt, who did you have that was only you again, real quick?
So I had the Natural Disasters. So I had the Outside.
Sorry, go ahead.
I think Ben has it written down, so he might be able to better tell you.
So teams that only Matt had: the Colossal Connection, Haku right. and Andre, Twin Towers, blatant racism, the Quebecers, the Rockers, Sting and Luger, Head Shrinkers, Steiners, Outsiders, Natural Disasters, Legion of Doom, and the Nasty Boys.
I would do Sting and Luger.
You're vetoing Sting and Luger?
Right. Yeah.
I'm perfectly fine with that.
And I think that's the thing. We all realize there are certain teams that are on our list that are going to be like, yeah, they're not going to make it. They may be our personal favorites.
Matt,
but
do you have one that you want to veto from Mike's list? Mike's list that he had only one of were New Day, Redacted and Retired, Benoit and Angle, Two-Man Power Trip, but I've already vetoed those, Beer Money, The Ascension, Team Hell No, London and Kendrick, Brothers of Destruction, and the Dudley Boys.
If I had to veto one on that list, it would probably be
retired. No.
Yeah, you know, honestly, that's who I was thinking.
Really? Okay, not the New Day.
Well, yeah, just because the New Day annoy me, I'm gonna have to do them, I guess. Yeah. If you had picked the Usos, it would have been the Usos. But
notably, neither the Usos nor the Young Bucks made any list.
Yeah. So well, you're vetoing New Day, correct?
Yeah, so I'm sorry, Mike.
It's okay.
Matt, from your list, I'm going to veto... I'm not going to bother wasting my veto on the Twin Towers because they're not making it anyway. Oh, I'm going to have to think about this one. Do I veto the Legion of Doom just to fuck with Matt?
That'd be so fucked up.
I'm going to veto the Natural Disasters.
I knew it. Damn it. I knew once I put them on my list that they weren't making it, so you know it doesn't bother me
now,
too much.
Now but. My list of things that were only named once. American Alpha, Primetime Players, Heavenly Bodies, Anti-Fun Police, Kings of Wrestling, Motor City Machine Guns, Red Dragon, Aussie Open, Leaders of the New School, Proud and the Powerful, Mustache Mountain, Midnight Express, Grizzled Young Veterans, Brainbusters, Swords of Essex. So, most of my list.
I am going to veto the Young Bucks. No, I'm just kidding.
I think we've all vetoed the Young Bucks at this point.
Do you know who we also vetoed, essentially, by not adding them onto our list?
The Lucha Bros?
Yeah, the Lucha Bros.
Yeah.
Because
they bad.
Yeah. So, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mustache Mountain, Grizzled Young Vets,
mm-hmm.
definitely honorable mentions for me.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to stay on the list.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably, and Motor City Machine Guns, definitely. I enjoyed them too.
Yeah.
Because you can never go wrong with Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin.
You can't really, can you?
You cannot.
Alex Shelley nearly made it on my list twice because I nearly had the Time Splitters on here as well.
Yeah.
With him and Kushida.
God, that's hard. I'm going to just pick one at random, and I'm going to just say I'm going to veto the Zack Sabre Jr. tag team one.
Okay, vetoing the Leaders.
Yes.
Okay.
Mostly because I don't have any familiarity with that tag team. So.
Okay. Vetoed. Matt.
Yeah, that's my problem. I'm not going to take Mustache Mountain off because that tag team name is fucking awesome.
You just gave it for the tag team name. Fuck everything else.
Yeah. Well, I don't really know much about the tag team other than their name is fucking awesome.
And when they're announced, they're announced as being from halfway up Mustache Mountain, weighing in a total combined weight of hench.
Yep. So. I guess if I had to pick a team, I'm not picking the Heavenly Bodies. I'm not vetoing them because I love the Heavenly Bodies. And they were an honorable mention on my list. Not the Motor City Machine Guns. You know, there's a couple of teams I just don't know anything about. Can you read a couple of
So the ones that haven't been vetoed right now, the only I put on that you haven't discounted. American Alpha.
Okay.
Primetime Players. The Anti-Fun Police, which is an English tag team. The Kings of Wrestling, Chris Hero and Claudio Castagnoli, otherwise known as Cassius Ohno and Cesaro. Motor City Machine Guns. Red Dragon, Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly. Aussie Open, another English tag team. Mark Dunktilla Davis and the Aussie Arrow, Kyle Fletcher.
I'll just say the Aussie Open because I don't know anything about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I just don't know anything about the British teams, but
yeah, and not only that, but there's also strong.
I'm fully expecting none of the British teams to make the top 25, right?
I could tell you,
I'm perfectly okay with that.
I'll put this out there right now. I will definitely fight for Mustache Mountain to at least make it.
Well, I don't count them as a British team because they're in NXT UK. I'm talking about like the Anti-Fun Police and
gotcha.
Leaders of the New School and Aussie Open.
I'm actually surprised none of us, well, more particularly between you and I, Ben, mm-hmm. thinking about it, Gallus.
I didn't put them on because I don't think they're as good as the rest. They're definitely in my like top 30.
Yeah.
But they're not.
So they're like in the honorable mention territory.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's some vetoes. Time to start making cases, I think. So let me make a case for the Midnight Express. They're the Midnight Express.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they definitely, as far as wrestling history goes, they definitely have belong on the list for sure, 100%. I think both of those two teams should be in the top 25 for sure.
So we've got one, two, three, four, five, six, seven slots left.
Okay. Right?
So it makes me think we should have probably two from each person and then one floater.
All right.
Okay.
Right.
All right. I'm good with that.
Allow me to put this out there. You have all said that you're digging Mustache Mountain.
Yes. Well, he digs him for the name. I dig him.
Could I let that be the floater?
I'm okay with Mustache Mountain being the floater.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll put Mustache Mountain in at, say, 23 for now, because we're going to open this later, right? And now we can have two from each person's list. We just got to decide which two.
Okay.
Right.
So from Mike's list, I would be okay with Beer Money being in there.
Yeah, me too. Absolutely.
All right.
Gave us Bobby Roode, man.
Yep.
Another case of the Jannettis.
Well, see, here's the thing, though. It's really interesting looking at this, too, because you had James Storm coming out of the tag team with Chris Harris, like America's Most Wanted or whatever they're called.
That's what they were called.
Yeah, they were called. Awesome. And then you had Bobby.
I'm putting Beer Money at 15, by the way.
And then you had Bobby Roode coming out of
Team Canada.
Yeah. So you had two guys who had just gotten out of either a tag team or a faction.
Stable, yeah.
And they were just not going anywhere. And then they started teaming up, and you had Robert Roode with the whole money gimmick.
Yeah.
And then you had James Storm with the drinking gimmick still from his tag team. And it just meshed so well.
It really did.
So who's so we've got I don't think we're gonna be able to deny who the other person from Mike's tag team should from Mike's list.
So real quick, where do you put Beer Money?
I've put him at 25 for now because we're just getting people on the list and we'll debate spot in a minute.
All right, cool.
And I think as much as all these other one-off tag teams or one-mention tag teams things, and as much as they're not on my list, and as much as they're not on Mike's list, I feel the Dudley Boys should be on the list.
You mean on Matt's list?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So interesting thing is that the two that I was actually going to put up fights for were Dudley's, and it was actually a tie between London and Kendrick and Beer Money for me. But then when Matt brought Beer Money, I was like, okay, that made that decision easy. So,
like, as much as I like Team Hell Now, as much as I like the Ascension, as much as I like London and Spanky, as much as I dislike the Brothers of Destruction, as much as Redacted and Retired are good, I think the Dudleys are just...
They're so decorated.
Don't give a shit about that right now. We're about favorites, right?
Yeah.
And if I... As much as I didn't enjoy the Dudleys, right, I enjoyed matches they were in.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I can't say that for the Ascension. I can't say that for Team Hell No. I can't say that too much for London and Spanky. I can't really say that for the Brothers of the Destruction. I can't really say that for Redacted and Retired.
Yeah, and but the other thing is that
why have I suddenly started calling them protected from fire?
Because it's true. But okay. But also at the same time, when you also think about it, when you do it like a top tag teams list, can you
we're
really
not talking about top?
I know, but or top or favorites or anything like that. Could you really have a list with the Hardys and Edge and Christian?
Yes.
And not have
the other people, if the people making the list didn't enjoy the Dudley Boys, yes, you could. I would like to point out that of the three of them, the only one that made my list were Edge and Christian. Just saying. You absolutely can do lists like that. I did one. Ta-da! Matt did one because he didn't have the Dudleys. Ta-da! Sorry, but...
No, I agree that the Dudley should we should throw the Dudleys on the list. I do agree with that.
All right, so we'll put the Dudleys in at 24 for now, right? All right. So, Matt, which two teams do you want to make cases for from your list? I'm guessing one of them is LOD.
Yes, one of them would be LOD for sure. Okay. As much as I would love the Quebecers to be on this list, I know that there's really a chance that they're not gonna that they wouldn't make it. So I would say the next logical team on my two logical teams on my list to make a case for would be the Steiners and the Outsiders and possibly the Rockers. So all right. I feel like if anybody had an honorable mention.
So here's what I'm going to do, right? I'll give you a choice. Steiners or LOD?
LOD. 100% okay. LOD.
Okay.
Mike,
do you agree?
I would take LOD over Steiners.
Gee, I don't think I would. That's the problem.
Well, I'm more familiar with LOD than I am with the Steiners, which is why for that decision. But, like, of the three tag teams that he mentioned of who he would make a case for, which by the way, funny thing, on my list, I didn't technically get to pick the teams that I wanted to make a case for. You guys kind of did for me.
But you literally said
But I agreed with it. But I agreed with it.
But that's the thing is – after we'd have said what we would have picked, I would have asked you, who do you want to make a case for? But then you'd already said you agreed with us.
Yeah. But going on Matt's, the ones that he listed.
Yeah.
I already wrote down Legion of Doom as one of the ones that he'd make a case for automatically. Uh-huh. The only other one that I could see, at least from my perspective, Outsiders. I could see reasons for Rockers. I could see reasons for Quebecers.
See the Outsiders.
But Outsiders is the one that really stands out the most to me. And when we get to
Legion of Doom.
And when we get to Merits, we can talk about that. I would take Outsiders over Legion of Doom, personally.
So I'm gonna be honest with you, right? And I don't know what this is going to say about me as a person who watches wrestling. Legion of Doom makes me skip matches.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that. So then, why don't we do this? Why don't we? I would be willing.
I didn't use my veto on them because I want to give you a chance to make a case.
So I mean, I think if you look at like. One of the things that, as a child, drew me to the LOD was just they looked so badass. And I'm not even going on their merit at this point. They just looked so badass. They had that awesome paint, the cool hair. They just looked like they were going to come in and kick everybody's ass. Like, that was, as a kid, that's what drew them to me. And I think there's something to be said for the overall look of a team, you know, just such a cool look and
all
that.
That's what I was waiting for, was for you to make a pitch like that, not on like, well, they won all of the belts.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing
Legion of Doom and the Outsiders from Matt's list?
Yeah, I can work with Legion of Doom and Outsiders, yeah.
So now we're down to my list. We may be here sometime.
So, okay, so then who would you make a case for? Because I'm not as familiar, so...
The two that came that come to mind quickly that we that I could definitely see Ben make a case for is Grizzled Young Veterans and Motor City Machine Guns. Those are, like, the top
right.
two on my
Here's
list.
Here's the thing.
Yeah. But then you have so many other tag teams on there that are good.
Yeah. If we're talking about good tag teams, yes. If we're talking about my favorite tag teams... I have to go with Arn Anderson and Tully Blanchard.
Brainbusters.
I have to.
Okay.
Right?
Sell me on a couple of the British tag teams because I'm not familiar with
them.
Well,
that's the thing is I'm not sure I'm going to go with a British tag team.
Okay.
The two that I'm bouncing in my head are the Midnight Express, Beautiful Bobby Eaton, and Sweet Stan Lane. Because they were so good.
Yeah.
And a team I think... is woefully under-recognized for what it's done in the past and what it is currently doing, which is the Proud and the Powerful in Santana and Ortiz.
Okay.
That's very true, yeah.
Those are the two that I'm really kind of bouncing in my head. The other being caught Red Dragon Undisputed Era, Bobby Fish, Kyle O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Those are the three teams, basically.
Okay.
Fish and O'Reilly, I could definitely see.
Like, the case I want to make for Fish and O'Reilly is they've been part of the Undisputed Era that's basically carried NXT for 3.5 years at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, they've basically been part of every War Games match to this point. Like, they've kept the NXT tag team scene relevant.
Yeah.
Midnight Express, it's really hard to talk about tag teams and not talk about the Midnight Express.
I was going to say, when you talk tag team wrestling, they're one of the teams that just name alone are synonymous with it. You know,
like if you're talking Road Warriors Legion of Doom, you talk Midnight Express.
Exactly. Cause they had a big feud. Feud with the Freebirds for a while too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I mean, you talk 80s tag teams, and they're on the top of everybody's list are the Midnights.
And again, Proud and the Santana and Ortiz, they deserve better than what they're getting in an AEW right now. They came in as the hottest thing, and then the next hottest thing showed up. They were cutting that promo when they come back and they're talking about how the Young Bucks have the title of the best tag team and how they're like, it's on site. We're going to put you in a hole. Like, their promos are so good. And they're being wasted in this comedy stable at the moment. The Inner Circle's turned into a comedy stable. And it's just...
Yeah, they're far and away, far and away, hands down, the best tag team in AEW right now.
Yeah. I mean... And another thing, another reason, I restricted myself from not putting... two people that got thrown together because I would have put Hangman and Kenny Omega because they had what might be the best tag team match of all time with the Young Bucks, right? But and I've been a huge Hangman Page fan for a very long time. But
yeah,
they're not a tag team to me.
And, yeah. And Page hasn't even shown up on TV. And who
well, he's ice, he's isolating. He's a, he's yeah. he's isolated. Yeah. He's got young kids.
Like, yeah.
If we're giving Roman Reigns a pass, we should give Hangman a pass.
And that it's actually isn't that also the reason for the Young Bucks?
It's
or at least one of them.
It's a reason for Nick.
Yeah, Nick. Yeah.
Nick self isolating because he has like a 6 week old kid.
Yeah.
Matt's self isolating because he lives near someone with a 6 year old.
Yeah. So, yeah. But yeah.
But no. The point being, there's three teams on my list, and we've got to pick two of them.
So are you definitely going to go for Brainbusters? Are you definitely going to go for the case for the Brainbusters?
Yes.
Okay. So then it's Midnight Express, Proud and Powerful,
or and Red Dragon.
Red Dragon.
Straight Undisputed Era. Whatever you even know them as.
Oh man, it's really tough. Like, I mean, I agree with the sentiment that you can't talk about LOD or 80s wrestling without talking about Midnight Express. But at the same time, look at what Fish and O'Reilly have done over the last several years. And not just in NXT, but like Ring of Honor. And
hey, hear me out here. Proud and Powerful in the Undisputed Era.
I would take Undisputed Era.
No, those are my two.
Oh, okay. So you're going to...
Over Arn and Tully, wow.
No. Those are the two we've limited it down to.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So...
Arn and Tully, you're definitely in.
In all truthfulness, while Santana and Ortiz had a really great start to AEW and what they did in TNA or Impact, as it's called now, is really good. I gotta lean to Fish and O'Reilly, just simply because I think they've done a lot more.
Right.
And like what you also said, Santana and Ortiz deserve a lot better too.
All right. Now here comes the kick in the gut.
Right.
Since we've talked about things like Proud and Powerful, do we think they belong on a list of top 25 tag teams more than two people who were randomly thrown together, like the Rock and Sock Connection or Rated RKO?
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I would definitely agree with that.
That's the question at this point.
Yeah. I mean... I'm fine with that.
Do they belong more than... I would go so far as to say they belong more than The Rock and Sock, but not necessarily more than Rated RKO. Because Rated RKO at least won the tag titles.
Rock and Sock did.
Rock and Sock.
They don't count.
Remember that one time The Rock and Sock connection with the tag team? Yeah, that doesn't count. It's okay.
Yeah, but RKO won them off DX. Right? Didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they might have won it off of Outlaws, maybe.
No, I think they won them off Sean and Hunter.
Yeah, they won them off the Sean and Hunter DX reunion thing in 2006.
Yeah.
No, that was RKO.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, no. Oh.
That's why I said Rated RKO, Mike. That was the clue.
No. Oh. I thought we were still talking about Rock and Sock. My bad.
No.
Rock and Sock won the titles off of Undertaker and Big Show.
Mm.
So we've got two teams on here that are randomly throwing together people, which are Rock and Sock and Rated RKO.
Okay.
Are there any two teams off any of the three lists that belong on a tag team list more than two randomly throwing together people?
I would definitely agree with Proud and Powerful.
Okay.
So
I'm going to take both Rock and Sock and RKO off.
Okay.
And
so
that's nothing against those teams. I just think this deserves to be a tag team list.
Okay.
Is that fair?
I'll be with that. Yep.
Okay.
I definitely would say that there can be an argument made for Midnight Express or...
I mean, at this point, right?
Yeah.
Does it have to be the Dudley Boys? I mean, it kind of does, right?
I think so.
That they stay on or get taken
off? They aren't on right now.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, wait, they're on 24. Never mind.
Yeah.
I'm blind. Hush my mouth. Number one, the Quebecers.
So listen, here's my thing. If we've got two slots open.
We've got one slot open.
We got one slot open?
If you include the proud and the powerful, we've got one slot open.
Okay. But didn't we take two off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of which was for proud and powerful.
Oh, okay.
So proud and powerful replaced Rock and Sock. So we're looking to replace Rated RKO.
Okay. So is there a team on anybody's list that was mentioned that we feel should be on a list of just... Because if you're talking pure tag team wrestling, the Rockers were tag team specialists.
Yeah, but they never technically won the titles.
True. The Quebecers were also a very good tag team that had multiple title reigns.
The only... like, obviously, I've gushed over some of the names that Ben brought up that I completely forgot about, like, you know, Motor City Machine Guns and whatnot. But the only one off of my list that I would put a case for would be London and Kendrick. Mm-hmm. But that's the only one I would put a case for. I know everyone's like, oh, what about the Ascension? Yeah, but London and Kendrick did a lot more than the Ascension did. Because if you look at the Ascension, you just really look at their NXT run. Because their main roster run was shit. And not at the fault of them. Just shitty booking. But at the same time, I can't dispute like a Motor City Machine Guns or a Grizzled Young Veterans.
So,
over
of Matt's list that haven't already gone on there, I had one of his list that would have been a honorable mention for me, which
Who's
would have
that?
Been the Steiners.
Okay.
From Mike's list that hasn't already gone on, there are no honorable mentions.
All right.
And from your list, for me, an honorable mention, honestly, would have been the Heavenly Bodies.
Heavenly Bodies or Midnight Express?
Both, actually. Both I would have honorable mentioned. So you have two, I have one. So I guess we should
pick from... So, Mike, is there anyone on Matt's list that you would have honorably mentioned that hasn't gone on already?
Trying to think real quick. Not really at the top of my head. Cause I'm not overly...
You're not as familiar with the Steiners as we are, right?
Yeah, like I've seen like a WrestleMania match here or there with them. I'm also not very familiar with like the Quebecers or the Rockers, like outside of the fact that that's where Sean came at the history of the barbershop thing. So
yeah.
Marty Jannetty trying to get away from Shawn Michaels by jumping through that window.
I know.
What a coward.
Oh, Bobby Heenan.
I love that man so much. So Matt.
I don't think you do that.
So Matt, of okay. Mike's list, are there any honorable mentions you would have made? So you have Dudley's, who is already on, Brothers of Destruction, London Kendrick. Well, Brothers of Destruction doesn't count because they're trying to avoid London and Spanky, Team Hell No, the Ascension.
That's really bad.
Retired.
Yeah, but Redacted, no, not
and
real.
Redacted and Retired are kind of a thrown together team as well. So,
Sure, Team Hell No, though, too, if you think about it.
But they had a long run as a tag team, dude. They started as a thrown together team, but they did have a long run as a tag team.
And technically, you could make an argument about Brothers of Destruction, because even though you can for the argument of their two guys thrown together, they're over their long arc, their story arc over years.
Story arc does not a tag team make.
Yeah.
Getting in the reps, having matches together every week, a tag team makes. And the Brothers of Destruction did not do that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I know. But the only one I could see any argument, it's still popping up for me, is London and Kendrick. Because, you know, longest running tag team champions of SmackDown.
Well, they were.
Yeah, they were. Like, that was the other thing. So they carried that division.
Now from my list, any honorable mentions from Mike?
Well, I've already said it outright: Grizzled Young Vets, Red Dragon, Motor City Machine Guns.
Well, Red Dragon's on.
Red Dragon's on. But yeah, definitely Motor City Machine Guns.
So Machine Guns
is pretty high on my list of the honorable mentions. Yeah.
And Grizzled Young Veterans from Mike.
Yeah.
Matt, you want me to read them out?
Sure.
Okay, so ones that aren't on right now. Swords of Essex, which you guys don't really know. You probably know who Will Ospreay is. Probably heard of that guy. Paul Robinson is his tag team partner. Is a complete psychopath. They are a great, great tag team. One day I hope to let you watch some Swords of Essex matches. I think you'd really dig them. The Midnight Express.
I mean, honestly, let's just be honest. I think it's got to be them.
Really?
They're more heavily bodies.
Midnight Express.
Yeah, well, I mean, the three that I feel like are having a case made for them are the Midnights, the Steiners, and the Bodies. Those are the three that are.
Now, bear in mind, the Bodies and the Steiners feuded with each other.
Yes. And they had great matches.
They did have great matches.
Mostly
carried by the Heavenly Bodies, but
well, yeah, because the Steiners weren't
good. They were just popular.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think so then based on that, let's say the Midnights and the Bodies, and since they're both from your list, I think you should choose if Mike's okay with that.
You okay with that, Mike?
Yeah.
Midnights or the Heavenly Bodies? It's got to be the Midnights, man.
I think it has to be.
Bobby not being on this list would be a crime.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got our 25. Now,
here's the thing. Which version do you go with of the Midnights? Is it Bobby and Dennis?
I've been stating all along that it is Bobby Eaton and Sweet Stan Lane.
Okay, good. That's the that was the correct answer.
That is the correct answer. So, we've got our top 25. We've just got to get an order now. We are consensus. ENC is number one.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
We are consensus ENC at number one. Right. So, who do we want to put? Let's just pick a team, right? Let's say Money Incorporated, and I'm putting them in at number two, right?
Okay.
Pick another team from the list.
The Legion of Doom.
Say that again?
The Legion of Doom.
Legion of Doom. Do we like Legion of Doom more or less than Money Incorporated?
I would take Money Inc. over LOD.
Okay.
Matt?
I mean, I would take LOD, but...
Right.
I have a feeling it's going to be 3-2 on that one, or 2-1 on that one, so...
I can see why you would rank LOD above Money Incorporated. So I'm going to put Legion of Doom above Money Incorporated.
Okay.
Okay. So... so pick another team off the list.
Mustache Mountain.
Okay. Do we like Mustache Mountain more or less than Legion of Doom?
I like them more.
I like them less.
Okay. Do we like Mustache Mountain more or less than Money Incorporated?
I would take them over Money, Inc.
Just because I'm not as familiar with Mustache Mountain, mm-hmm. I would have to take Money, Inc. over them.
Okay. I am going to put them over Money, Inc. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's fine.
So you see what I'm doing here, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Pick another team from the list.
Heart Foundation.
All right. Heart Foundation. Do we like them more or less than the Legion of Doom?
I like their. I like them.
Bear in mind that all three of us had the Heart Foundation on our lists.
Yeah. I would definitely take Heart Foundation way over LOD.
I agree.
Not only that,
and they were my number. They were my number one team, so I would have to go Heart Foundation over LOD.
I was going to call you out if you changed your mind, but okay, pick another team from the list.
Let's go Harlem Heat.
Wow, we both were saying that at the same time.
Harlem Heat. Do we like Harlem Heat more or less than the Heart Foundation?
No.
No.
Less.
Less. Do we like Harlem Heat more or less than the Legion of Doom?
Okay, I'm going to be saying this right now. I'm going to be liking any team more than LOD. Sorry, Matt. But
in that case, do we like Harlem Heat more or less than the Mustache Mountain?
I like Mustache more than I like Harlem Heat.
I'm going to go Harlem Heat. And again, the only reason is just because I don't know Mustache Mountain's work enough.
So we'll put Harlem Heat above Mustache Mountain. That's fair, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Pick another team from the list.
Proud and Powerful.
The Quebecers. Do we like the Quebecers more or less than genital herpes?
Yes.
If you said no, we'd be worried about you there, Matt.
Well, if you had asked me if I like Butch Reed more than I like genital herpes, the answer would have been no.
All right.
I said Proud and Powerful.
Proud and Powerful. Do we like Proud and Powerful more or less than the Heart Foundation?
No.
No.
Now, be realistic on this one. Do you like the Proud and Powerful more than you like the LOD?
Nope.
I'm going to say no, but that's just because of where they're kind of at right
okay.
now.
Do you like the Proud and the Powerful more than Harlem Heat?
I will say yes, but I don't like them more than Mustache Mountain.
But that's not possible because the Harlem Heat are above Mustache Mountain.
I know.
So you have to compromise here.
I would be okay with Proud and Powerful behind Mustache Mountain.
Behind Mustache Mountain?
Or below them. Yeah.
We're talking about them being above Harlem Heat right now.
I know, and it's one of those weird ones where I'm looking at it and I'm going like, you know, I'm debating back and forth in my head.
Matt, where do you stand?
So for me, I would definitely have them 100% above Mustache Mountain, but I don't know that I could justify them being ahead of Harlem Heat.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Are you okay with that, Mike?
Yeah.
I think if you take into account everything that they also achieved in like
an impact,
and the other places that they've been,
yeah,
I think that's fair, right?
Yeah.
So that's where the Proud and the Powerful go. I'm going to pick one from the list this time. I'm going to pick the Fabulous Freebirds.
Ooh. Definitely above LOD, but below Heart Foundation.
Matt?
I'm gonna say that I'm going to put, for me personally, I'm going to put them below the Heart Foundation. Yeah, the Heart Foundation ahead of the Fabulous Freebirds and LOD ahead of them as well. But I can see a case for why they would be ahead of LOD. Put it that way.
I would rank them above LOD. That's just me.
I mean,
I gave you LOD earlier, right?
Yeah.
So this is
I'll give you the Freebirds,
right? All right.
Yeah, I'll give you the Freebirds. I have no problem with the Freebirds ahead of LOD.
Yeah. Okay.
I to be brutally honest, I think the Fabulous Freebirds body of work is a hell of a lot better than LOD's.
Let's be honest. If we were doing on merit, Freebirds might be top two.
Yeah.
Right. Let's be honest.
Oh yeah.
Even you can just see like they introduced entrance music to wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Done.
and that again goes under my thing of body of work because that is under the body of work of the Freebirds.
Yeah. All right, Matt, pick someone off the list.
Let's go with the Outsiders.
Ooh. That's a good one.
Where do we stand on the Outsiders? Do we like them more or less than the Heart Foundation?
Less.
Do we like them more or less than the Fabulous Freebirds?
Less.
Less.
Do we like them more or less than the Legion of Doom?
See, this is where it gets complicated for me. I know I had the Legion of Doom ranked higher, but if you want to look at the overall contribution, I mean, you know, they started the Monday Night Wars. You know
this
what
is
I mean?
The thing. This has been putting me in a complicated spot since the LOD is near the fucking top because I don't consider LOD near the top.
Well, we've only got like 7 teams in the list right now, Mike.
Yeah, I know. And some of those
there's teams like 20-something to go.
Yeah. But
I think that you honestly, and I feel like this would be a general consensus. I think that you have to put the Outsiders ahead of the Legion of Doom.
Why?
Because while the LOD did all of the, you know, one held every title or whatever, you know, and they looked badass, the Outsiders started a literal war. You know what I mean? And like their overall, like at that time, wrestling needed the Outsiders more than
wrestling
is the Legion of
the NWO.
Yeah, but the Outsiders were...
didn't catch fire till Hogan joined.
Let's also be
they were hot, but they didn't like stop the war till Hogan joined.
Let's also be brutally honest. Were Hall and Nash really the greatest tag team? You know, they're a favorite because of everything that they've done. But were they really great?
This is a list of favorites.
Yeah.
At the end of
that. If you want to go off that, Mike, as a tag team, they were a very good tag team. They had very good tag team chemistry. They actually had very good matches with people, like with the Harlem Heat and, you know, the Steiners. They actually brought out some good in the Steiners, which is hard to do unless you're a very good tag team. But, you know, so I think based on that, yes, they are a very good tag team.
So on that census, would you say that they're a favorite over LOD?
I mean, Yeah. So then, yes, based on that, yes, I would.
Okay. Then, I'm okay with them being over LOD.
Well, that's 2-1, so.
Yeah.
I will. The Outsiders. Someone pick someone from the list.
Brainbusters.
Someone pick someone from the list.
I said Brainbusters.
Anna Tully.
Yeah.
All right. Do we like Anna Tully more than the Howl Foundation?
No.
Do no. We
like more than the Fabulous Freebirds?
No.
Do we no. Like more than the Outsiders?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not gonna say no if you want to. I'm gonna put Arn and Tully because the craze could be made for them for the Horsemen as well. I'm not gonna put the Brainbusters.
Yeah.
I'm gonna choose next, and I choose Book Dust.
Nice.
Do we like Book Dust more than the Howl Foundation?
No. I'm going to be brutally honest and just say right off the bat.
Just let me do this in order, Mike. Let's do what we've been doing, okay? It's been working. Let's not skip stuff. Do we like him more than the Freebirds?
No.
No.
Like him more than Arn and Tully?
No.
Do we like them more than the Legion of Doom?
Yes.
Do we like the Book Dust more than the Legion of Doom?
No. But do I think they're going to get up there? Yes.
No, I would put them below LOD.
Okay. Do we like Book Dust more than Harlem Heat?
No.
No.
Okay. Do we like Book Dust more than The Proud and the Powerful?
No.
Yeah.
I would put them under Mustache Mountain.
Okay. Wait till we get to Mustache Mountain, Mike. Please let things go. I'm going to say I don't like them more than The Proud and the Powerful. Okay? Do we like them more than Mustache Mountain? Matt's going to say yes.
No.
I'm going to say yes. So I'm going to put them in there.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Now, I love me some Mustache Mountain, but I've got a lot of fond memories of Book Dust. You know what? No, what team no one mentioned, and I'm really surprised. Head Cheese.
Steve Blackman and Al Snow.
All right. let's get this one out of the way. The British Bulldogs.
Mm.
Bear in mind, all three of us had this on our list. So, do we like the British Bulldogs more or less than the Heart Foundation?
Less.
I like them less.
More or less than the Freebirds?
Less.
I like them more, but...
Okay. More or less than Arn and Tully?
Ooh.
I'm going to say less.
I'm going to say more.
Okay. More or less than the Outsiders?
More.
Less.
Okay. I'm going to say more than the Outsiders.
Okay.
So I'm going to put the Bulldogs in there. Is that okay?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. This segment's huge. You're going to have to do some editing, Mike.
Let's see here.
All right. Let's pick the only other team that all three of us had. Los Guerreros. Do we like them more or less than the Heart Foundation?
No.
No.
How do you say more or less and then no? That's not the answer.
Less. Less.
More or less than the Fabulous Freebirds?
Less.
Less.
More or less than Arn and Tully.
Ooh.
Be honest. Lodge was good, but...
Yeah, I'm going to say more for me.
Okay.
I'm going to have to say more. I love Guerreros.
I agree. Lie, cheat, steal, baby.
Yep.
All right. That deals with all of the teams that had all three of us on them. Okay?
Yep.
So now we're going to go through the rest of the ones that had two teams. So, the Hardy Boys. Do we like them more or less than the Hart Foundation?
No.
Really? Yes. Even though you had Hardys at your number one?
And the big reason is that, you know, like, when you look at Hardys and Hart Foundation, and while, yes, Hart Foundation was, like, listed 15th on my list.
Yeah.
You know, I do really think of the Hart Foundation in really highly. High regard.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah.
That's
fair.
Yeah.
Do we like them more or less than the Fabulous Freebirds?
Ooh, this is the part where I say yes.
Yeah.
I like, as much as I hold the Freebirds in high regard, there's a lot of Freebirds, especially in the early years of the Hardys.
Uh-huh.
So I definitely would say yes.
Doot.
I definitely
I'm gonna give this one to the Freebirds.
Okay.
But either way, we get Michael Hayes. So
the Hardy Boys more or less than Los Guerreros?
I gotta say more.
Less.
Okay. Do we like them more or less than Arn and Tully?
More.
Less.
Do we like them more than the British Bulldogs?
I'm gonna have to still say more.
I'm gonna say less.
Do we like them more than the Outsiders?
More.
I'll go more on this one. I like them more than.
That's fair. Okay, next up, whatever the hell they're called now, the Revival. Do we like them more or less than the Hart Foundation?
Less.
Less.
Freebirds.
Less.
Less.
Guerreros.
Less.
Arn and Tully.
Less.
Less.
Bulldogs.
More.
Less.
Nah, I'm more on this one.
Yeah. Because let's be honest, you can't talk about the Revival without also having it very close to the Brainbusters.
And the Freebirds.
And the Freebirds and stuff like that.
You'll notice that, like,
they are the modern day Brainbusters, I will.
Like, I literally, like, if you look at my list, it's like Grizzled Young Veterans, Revival, Brainbusters. They're all the same team, basically.
Pretty much.
Okay. DIY. More or less than the Hart Foundation.
Definitely.
Less.
Freebirds.
Less.
Guerreros.
Less.
Less.
Arn and Tully.
Less.
Less.
The Revival.
More.
Less.
The Bulldogs.
I'll take less. DIY over them.
Okay. The Hardys.
Less for me.
I'm going to have to say less.
The Outsiders.
More.
Less.
Okay, I'm going to have to, I rank them over the Outsiders personally, so.
Okay.
So I'm going to, so DIY get put in there. Okay, next up, always pounding ass.
APA, baby.
Do we like them more or less than Hearts?
Less.
Less.
Freebirds.
Less.
Guerreros.
Less. Less.
Less.
Arn and Tully.
Less.
Less.
Revival.
Less.
I'm going to say more.
Okay. Bulldogs.
Less.
Hardys.
Less.
DIY.
Less.
More.
The Outsiders.
More.
Yeah, I'm going to say more.
Okay. That's the first place we all agree. So, always, and they're going in the list as always pounding ass. In capital letters, no less. All right. The New Age Outlaws. Heart Foundation.
All right.
Less.
Less.
Freebirds.
Less.
Less.
Guerreros.
More.
More.
Wow. Okay.
I could, well, when you look at Los Guerreros and New Age Outlaws, you almost get kind of the same vibe between the two tag teams in a way.
Yeah, except for Los Guerreros was on all three of our lists and New Age Outlaws wasn't. It's very
interesting. Well, I mean, yeah, you can rank them higher, but I mean, I just, for me personally, I like the Outlaws better.
I mean, this is just how we're looking at it, right? Yeah. This is giving us a definitive list and it's working.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
All right, next up, here comes the Axe, here comes the Smash, they're the Demolition, and they're going to fuck you in the butt. More or less than the Heart Foundation.
Less.
Less.
Freebirds.
Less.
More.
Outlaws.
Less.
More.
Guerreros.
Less.
More.
Iron and Tully.
Less.
More.
The Revival.
Less.
More.
The Bulldogs.
Less.
More.
The Hardys.
Less.
More.
Okay, so I like them more than the Hardys, so they're going to go in there.
All right.
All right. World's greatest tag team. I'm not even gonna Heart Foundation.
Less.
No. Freebirds. Less.
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 Outlaws.
Less.
Guerreros.
Less.
Less.
Arn and Tully.
Less.
Less.
Revival.
Less.
Bulldogs.
Less.
Demolition.
Less.
Less.
Hardys.
Less.
DIY.
Less.
More.
Always pounding ass.
More.
Yes. Outsiders.
More.
Yes. LOD.
More.
Less.
Harlem Heat.
More.
Yes.
Proud and Powerful.
Less.
You know, I'll go more on that one.
Book Dust.
Less.
Less.
Mustache Mountain.
Less.
More.
Money Inc.
More.
More.
So, okay. They fell a long way, but they're still in the top 25.
Yep.
All right. Next up. You knew it had to come to them sooner or later. Dem Damn Dudleys. Another case of the genetic factor.
Yeah, big time.
Do we like the Dudleys more or less than the Heart Foundation?
Less.
Less.
Freebirds.
Less.
Less.
New Age Outlaws.
Less.
Less.
Guerreros.
Less.
Less.
Arn and Tully.
Less.
Less.
The Revival.
Less. More.
The Bulldogs.
Less.
I would say more.
Demolition. I'm not sure why I said it like that.
Demolition? Oh, yeah. More.
Less.
The Hardy Boys.
Less.
DIY.
Yeah, less.
More.
Always pounding ass.
More.
The Outsiders.
More.
Less.
Okay. Basically, I'm going to keep going until two of us have consensus.
Yeah.
Legion of Doom.
More.
Less.
Okay. Harlem Heat.
More.
Less.
Proud and the Powerful.
I put Dudley's over Proud and Powerful.
You know, I will too.
Okay. That's fair. More than fair. All right. Next up are Beer Money Incorporated.
Ooh, yes. I love Beer Money.
I feel it's not fair to put these guys up against the top five.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. In fact, do we want to lock in the top five right now?
No.
Okay.
Somebody could sneak in there without us knowing.
You still got the Undisputed Era to come. Just saying.
Yep.
So we've only got five teams left. So let's say Beer Money Incorporated. Do we like them more or less than Always Pounding Ass? Who were basically, they were trying to say, be the same team.
It's
about
like
drinking and money.
Yeah, I like them more than APA.
Okay, Matt likes
them. I like
them
less.
Okay.
Less.
Outsiders.
More.
I'm going to go less myself.
Legion of Doom.
More.
Of course, less.
Harlem Heat.
Less.
I'm going to still say more.
Dudley's.
Less.
Yeah, I'll go less on that one as well.
The Proud and the Powerful.
More.
I'm going to go less than the Proud and the Powerful.
Book Dust.
I'm going to say less.
Less.
Mustache Mountain.
Less.
I'll say more.
Okay. World's Greatest Tag Team.
More.
More.
Okay, so they're going in there. Cool. Because I would have said more there as well, so. Such an underrated tag team in history is Beer Money. All right.
Yeah.
Next up, what might be the most egregious version of the Jannetty Factor outside of the Rockers in history? And it's really unfair to say when one half of the tag team is Brian Pillman, but the other half is stunning Steve Austin. The Hollywood Blondes. Do we like them more or less than Arn and Tully?
Less.
Less.
The Revival.
Less.
I'm going to say more on that one.
The Bulldogs.
Less.
Less.
Demolition.
More.
Why do I turn into broken Matt Hardy whenever I say demolition?
Demolition. more.
I'm gonna say less than demolition.
Okay. The Hardy Boys.
Less.
Less.
Tomato Chomp Prison Jonathan Q Wrestling Gargano.
Less.
DIY.
More. Okay. More.
Always Pounding Ass.
More.
Okay, I'm gonna put Hollywood Blondes in there then, because I like them more than the APA. This is fair, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
All right. This is a daddy. The Midnight Express.
This Bobby is going to be a fun one.
And Sweet Stan Lane.
Yep.
Do we like them more or less than the Hart Foundation?
Less.
Less.
The Freebirds.
Less.
Less.
The New Age Outlaws.
More.
I like them more than the New Age Outlaws, which gives us 2-1 there. Is that cool?
Yep. I mean, that's the way we've been doing it, so. All right. Not going to fight it.
This isn't exactly scientific, but...
It's as scientific as it's going to get.
It works, right?
Yeah, because if we argued about it, we'd be here for hours.
We would be
hours.
Here forever. Remember when we did the top 25 at MegaCon? It took us like 6 hours and like all of the alcohol. All right, which leaves us with one team. Call them Red Dragon. Call them the Undisputed Era. call them Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly. Just don't call them late for dinner. Do we like them more or less than the Heart Foundation?
Less.
Less.
More or less than the Fabulous Freebirds?
Less.
Less.
More or less than the Midnight Express?
More.
I'm going to say less.
More or less than the New Age Outlaws?
More.
Less.
More or less than Los Guerreros?
Less.
More.
So that's where Undisputed Era is going. Sorry, Matt.
I thought you would have had him go before, would have liked him more than New Age.
I do, but neither of you did.
No, I did. I
said, yeah. Wait. But I think New Age Outlaws deserve to be higher because of their overall
body of work.
Body of work. All so, right.
That's fair. That's fair.
Now, do we want them in as Undisputed Era or do we want them in as Red Dragon? Undisputed Era.
Undisputed Era.
Yeah. Yeah, I never knew them as Red Dragon, so
that's fair.
See, I knew them as Red Dragon, but everyone's gonna more recognize them as
Undisputed Era. Our top 25 in order.
Are you going from 25 down?
25 up.
Okay.
25 down.
25 down. Butchery, 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 butchery. Number 25. Owen R. Scheister and Ted DiBiase, Money Incorporated. Number 4, Charlie Haas and Shelton Benjamin, the world's greatest tag team. Number 3, Robert Roode and whoever he is better than.
James Storm.
I know, James Storm, Beer Money Inc. Number 22, Tyler Bate and Trent Seven, Mustache Mountain. Number 21, Book Dust. Number 20, Santana and Ortiz, the Proud and the Powerful. Number 19, Bubba Ray and Devon, the Dudley Boys. Number 18, Stevie Ray and Booker T, Harlem Heat. Number 17, Legion of Doom. Number 16, The Outsiders, Scott Hall and Kevin Nash. Number 15, Farouk and Bradshaw, always pounding ass. Number 14, Stunning Steve Austin and Flying Brian Pillman, the Hollywood Blondes. Number 13, Tomato Chompers and Jonathan Q Wrestling Gargano, DIY. Number 12, Matt and Jeff, the Hardy Boys. At 11, Axe, Smash, and Crush, the Demolition. Number 10, David Boy Smith Jr. and the Dynamite Kid, the British Bulldogs. At number 9, whatever they're calling themselves now, the Revival. Dax Harwood and something else. Cash Money, or I don't know. Number 9. Arn Anderson and Tully Blanchard.
No, 9 was Revival. Number 8 would be
Number Brain 8 Bush. Is Arn Anderson and Tully Blanchard, which is Arn Anderson and Tully Blanchard. Number 7, Eddie and Chavo, Los Guerreros.
Nice.
Number 6, Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish, The Undisputed Era. Number 5, Your Ass Better Call Somebody, The New Age Outlaws. Number 4, Beautiful Bobby Enos, Sweet Stan Lane, the Midnight Express. Number 3, The Fabulous Freebirds. Number 2, and that is all 4 members of The Fabulous Freebirds, by the way. That is Michael P.S. Hayes, Terry Bam Bam Gordy, Buddy Rogers, and Jimmy Jam Garvin, because I like all of the incarnations of that. Number 2 is the Hart Foundation, the tag team, not the stable, with Bret the Hitman Hart and Jim the Anvil Neidhart.
With Jimmy Hart as manager.
Jimmy Hart as manager. Well, because they did have a face run without him as well.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. They did have a good face run.
Yep. And number 1, undisputed favorite tag team, of this entire list with the members Edge and Christian, the tag team of Christian and Edge.
I like how you did that. I like how you did that. Because the funny thing is that the tag team name is Edge and Christian.
We've been debating this for 2 hours. Mike, you're going to have to do some editing. Two, I need to go eat. Three, let's do a wrap-up.
All right. So with that, Matt, where can the people find you on the social medias?
I am on Twitter at the coolest fat kid you know. I'm on Twitter at Fatimus Prime. I'm on Instagram as the coolest fat kid you know. And I'm on Facebook as my glorious self, Matt Carroll.
All right. Ben, where can the people find you on the tweeters?
Find me at Bob T. Goldfish on the Twitter noticers. You can find me doing video game stuff at twitch.tv/321_TV with my good friend Jordan, Mr. NNJ Johnson, and our other assorted motley crew. And you can find me, can I announce this? As a new permanent rotating co-host on Power Dorks?
Yeah, yeah. We're getting our recording schedule set up, and yep. So
rather than just being a guest star, I'm now part of the permanent co-host rotation.
Yes,
I've been upgraded.
Everybody's been upgraded.
Okay, fair enough. Shut up.
But and then of course you can find me on Twitter at @thelindenbaum75, Facebook at facebook.com/x75productions, and of course everything at txhthockey.com/awesomemania. So with that, Ben, take us out.
Yes, it's me, Ben Taylor, aka Quarantine Beard. And it is that time again. Guys, gals, and non-aligned pals. In the words of the 16th President of the United States, Abraham Lincoln, be excellent to each other. I'm part of your non-gender specific honorifics.
And until next time, we will see you ringside.
Peace!